Now, when Allah has created us with needs, we need to fulfill those needs. How are we going to fulfill those needs? We are going to fulfill those needs by earning risk and sustenance. Allah Ta'ala is the one who grants sustenance. Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah Ta'ala grants people more risk. Allah opens up risk for certain people. Allah Ta'ala decreases risk for certain people. Allah Ta'ala knows why He grants certain people more, why He grants certain people less. But now we have to do risk. And to do risk, not only permitted, encouraged. Amongst the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, they used to be people who were tradesmen. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was a carpenter. Hazrat Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, darzi. He was a... Hazrat Idris alayhi salatu wasalam was a tailor. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a silk merchant. Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam used to sell armor. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to look after the sheep of Makkah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam himself used to engage in trade. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to go in the market to engage in trade. To such an extent that the people complained, Mali hadha rasul ya'kulu ta'am wa yamshi fil aswaq. What type of Nabi is this that he eats and he goes and walks into the marketplaces? But Allah Ta'ala didn't take it as a criticism. Allah Ta'ala took it as one of the better aspects of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life. And there are many ulama in our life, and even from amongst our traditional ulama, that were known to be people who engage in trade. Now, while all of that is permissible in terms of earning a halal risk, all of it is permissible. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a hadith, it is better for a person to go to the jungle, cut wood, and come back and sell that wood, rather than him begging from people. Instead of begging from people, go and cut wood and come and sell wood. In that there is greater dignity, there is greater honor, although it is might not be regarded to be a very favorable type of trade or profession to go and sell wood and cut wood and sell it. But Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it is greater honor in selling that wood than to go and beg from people. But while all of that is permissible, brothers, there is a specific mention and responsibility and barakat upon people who engage in trade. People who are tradesmen, Allah has spoken highly about them, and Allah has placed a very great responsibility upon them. You'll say, why has Allah Ta'ala singled out trade? And many, I think, I might not be, not all, but many of us here in this gathering would be people who are tradesmen, who are tajir, hota hai, most of them are tijarat kar rahe hai. Aksar, or bahut se log humare, jo masjid ke jo musalli wagara hai, aksar, ya bahut se jo hai na, wo tajir hai. Many of them are people. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran, for example, has made mention of trade, the journeys for trade together with journey in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has made mention of them. وَآخَرُونَ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَدِ اللَّهِ وَآخَرُونَ يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. One who goes out in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآخَرُونَ يَدْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَدْلِ اللَّهِ وَآخَرُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah has made mention of a person who goes out for journey, for trade, together with those who go out in journey for the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith that Allah has kept 90% of risk, Allah has kept in trade, in business. And this we also see. Pai wo jitne tajir log sadaqa aur khairat karte hain, aur koi dusra nahi karte. And there is a reason. Because Allah Ta'ala has kept 90% of risk in trade. 90% of risk Allah has kept in trade. Now together with this, and then Allah Ta'ala has spoken so highly about the traders if they are honest. So Allah Ta'ala says that تَاجِرُ السَّدُوقُ الْأَمِينَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ. The honest trader will be in the company of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the company of the Shuhada on the day of Qiyamah. Now together with all of that virtue, there comes a responsibility. And there's a very amazing ayat in the Holy Quran which speaks about the responsibility of the people who are businessmen. And let me read this and understand it very, very carefully. It is in the second ruku of Surah Bani Israel. وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَ